I repeat, dinosaurs did not live and die millions of years ago because God completed all of creation in its entirety within 6 literal days, only about 6,000 years ago. This means that the earth is only about 6,000 years old, and that dinosaurs could not have existed millions of years ago since the earth is only about 6,000 years old. Dinosaurs were land animals and they were created on the 6th day together with Adam. This means that Adam was the very first human to see a dinosaur. He must have been extremely excited. Dinosaurs did not evolve into birds. Firstly, because it is completely impossible. And secondly, because the flying creatures, such as birds, were created one day earlier than the land animals, which included dinosaurs. As with all the other animals in the Garden of Eden, dinosaurs initially only ate plants. Copper engravings dating back to the 1400s can be seen in the Carlisle Cathedral in the UK, and they are so clear that you would easily be able to recognize dinosaurs. Depicted together with animals such as a fish, a dog, a pig, a bird, and other familiar animals. How can you draw or engrave something in such detail if you've never seen it before? Remember, the dinosaur fossils were only discovered later, in the early 1800s. So it is clear that people knew what dinosaurs looked like because they were alive at the same time, together with other familiar animals. The evolutionist Mary Schweitzer and her team discovered, amongst other things, soft tissue, red blood cells, and blood vessels in dinosaur bones. This caused quite a stir in their laboratory, and she even admitted that she couldn't believe it until they repeated the experiment 17 times. Why were they so surprised? Well, based on known laws of physics and chemistry, the soft tissue could not have remained intact, soft, and stretchy for 65 million years. And it's not just soft tissue, but they also discovered many other things such as proteins and DNA. These are complex molecules that continually break down to simpler molecules. The determined measurable rate of decomposition of certain proteins agrees with an age of about 4,500 years since the flood, but most certainly not with millions of years.